2.5 minutes before the beginning of this game, and fans are still piling in here. The Bears just left the field behind the team. Hopefully we'll do that again a few times tonight. Kind of welcoming me in out here as Pekin takes on the Plainville Trojans tonight. Pekin coming off an impressive win last week over Linville Soy. PD Club leading the team on both sides of the football. Several tackles behind the line, one interception for a touchdown return, as well as over 150 yards rushing, two touchdowns. Great starting district opener for the Panthers and PD Club. Who will it be tonight? Who's going to step up to help lead the team against this Pleasantville Trojan offense and defense? It'll be exciting as the game unfolds, and we'll have it here, all the action, right here on KICRadio.com. So about a minute and a half before we get to kick off here, just a quick shout-out to some of our sponsors here, Mike's Parts and Service there in Richland. They've got your hookup for all of your automotive needs. Henshaw Trailer Sales, also in Richland. Wynn Tiling, out at Ollie there. Chris Wynn and Lynn, his wife, great sponsors of Pekin Football. Myers Automotive, outside of Pekin, for automotive needs as well. Pioneer Hybrids there in Hedrick. All proud partners here, bringing you Pekin Football live here on Friday Night Lights on this beautiful, beautiful evening. So this will be Pekin's second game in their district. Pleasantville came off a loss last week. We'll see how they rebound. The Panthers have won the toss and have elected to receive. Receiving team is taking the field now, getting ready to get this thing going. There's still almost a minute left on the clock, but everybody's eager to get this beautiful night of football going. It will be Whitrock and Copeland back to receive. Both returners, we've talked about several times that some of these broadcasts, both returners, excellent young returners. Very, very good speed used by both of them, and we'll see where the kick from last night has set the kick off here. The kick is off, Panther football is underway, and is actually taking the club that we just talked about from the broadcast. He's got a great game coming off here at the 6-yard line. So, good opener for Pekin, snagging out of the air and running it up here. So, bring it up for Sotana with a great little draft there from the junior. And Colby also from the Panther offense field. Cheerleaders are fired up tonight. Should look forward to the band at halftime as the Panthers are at home. Also comes up that shotgun. Fakes to the inside. Pitches it out to Copeland. Copeland's got some room now on that outside. And he gets about 10 yards on their first play. So opening drive, opening play, 10-yard field. Copeland right after the chase. And the police, just short they actually stepped out of bounds about an 8-yard gain. Coming out there, but a great run by Michael. Taking pitch from Austin, kind of a little read there, going to that right side off the tackle. Austin goes under center, gives it to Copeland. Copeland off the tackle, still running. It's not a zero loss there for Copeland as they connect to the backfield on that left hand side. And that's coming up third down and about 2 yards. So Panthers here in good spot here. Ball 4-4-yard line, and here, clock is literally just started. We've got 1.5 minutes in the first quarter, and I think we're shaping up pretty good opening drive here for the Panthers. Also comes out of center. Pleasant bit of breath in the middle where they want to clock. They may have enough for the first down. We'll see who the referee's spot. And checking the spot here. They're still kind of looking. Nice hard run at a couple clips that came tied. The Pleasant Bowl reacted very well to that play. It looks like they call for a measurement. The chain does. Craig Miller came, one of our school board members. So, flanked over there, still on the sideline, holding that marker steady is Dave Hollingsworth, former school board president. So, got a great representation from some Pekin alumnus here. They are short. I got it stretched out there a little too far for the Panthers, and they are going to be short about 6 or 7 inches here. So that's going to bring up fourth and a few inches. We'll see what Coach Donovan calls here. I have 50 or 40. He's on about the 45-yard line. So looking at, he's bringing up the offense. Club is in the backfield. Also, he's shotgun. He's got three receivers out here, so showing pass, at least for the moment. Pleasantville showing blitz, coming off that left tackle. To motion, at least they've their center, and Cleveland comes in line. Either way, it's going to bring out first down and bring out the Panther defense. So not a lot of personnel changes for the Panthers. A lot of the same starting group that's out there for offense still out there for defense. Jones looks like it's gone down and I'm sorry, they gave first down. I apologize. That's why there was no changes. It was first down. I thought it looked like they had stopped them. That brings up first and 10 for the Panthers. However, the flag down now. Obviously, this guy up here, the common broadcast, had no idea. I thought they looked like they were short from up here, but it must have given them a pretty good forward progress spot for the Panthers. First down, it was a Billy Bush with the Panthers. All starts, that's going to back up, so it's going to bring actually first down, and they're going to repeat that first down and bring up first and 15. Ball on about the 41-yard line. Panthers come out of here, and a three-receiver set off to the left side. Also, another shotgun. They're going to go screen, and they do. They go to that left side and picks up about 6 yards. Five back to the last on the offside, and then they came more ahead of here, so... Panthers still in good position here, still controlling the ball early in the first quarter here, and they've now got the ball on about the 50-yard line, looking to cross over into some scoring territory here. Second down and 6 for the Panthers, about 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Panthers in a shotgun formation, also back there, looking for the snap. Copeland comes across. They do give it to Club up the middle. They take the cross, that jet across, and they give it to Club up the middle. He gets a huge gain. Bringing up first down for the Panthers and crossing over that 50-yard line, finally getting into kind of that scoring side of the field. Panthers in a hurry up here. They miss the tempo here. They go up and down, and now they're in a hurry up. They're right back to the line of scrimmage, also up under center. Copeland, counter off the left side, and he gets about 9 yards before he's drug down. So a great play here, mixing up the tempo, kind of keeping the ball moving here. Wynn comes up limping here a little bit. He was out blocking as a receiver, and kind of a little gimpy. So he's going to come off. But other than that, personnel on the field remains the starting core. Milliken's going to come out for him here, and he's got the play. So second down and 2, about the 32-yard line. Panthers come out under shotgun. Also back to pass. He sees Milliken, Whitrock. He's got Whitrock open, not for the first down, and then a couple more. So Whitrock picking up a nice little gain there of about 7 or 8. Getting up, so just fired out to the sideline, and he is eventually pushed out of bounds. That's going to bring up first down and 10 for the Panthers, and they're not going to waste any time here. They're going huddle as soon as they get the ball set. Panthers right back, ready to go, keeping that tempo pushed. Panthers showing pass again. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Also been shotgun. They are going to pass. Also looking left. He's got Milliken. Milliken goes pass concluded. He's still running. About a 9 or 10 yard gain on the spot here. He was pushed out of bounds a little bit earlier than what it looked like he ran. So Milliken, nice little pass, and it is. It's enough for a 10-yard gain. So that's going to bring up first and goal for the Panthers on the 7-yard line. So with just about 8 minutes left to go in the first quarter, Panthers in good scoring position. First down, 7 yards to go to get to that goal. Copeland on the right side. That hurry-up offense, I took a chance to look at the scoreboard here at the time, and they've already run a play. Copeland goes right and gets about a yard, not much more. It's going to bring up second down and about 6, still 7 here. And the Panthers slowing down here, slowing that tempo. They're sending an in-swing here with the play. So Panthers still eating up a lot of this first quarter. They've been in command since the opening kickoff. They've been driving, trying to put the ball in the end zone, trying to get the rhythm going here. They've been moving the ball well, just it's taken a few downs to get there. Panthers give to Club up the middle, and Club eats it to the touchdown right over that right guard. Just right through there, they take that shot to give to Club up the middle. Club is at the beginning of this broadcast, continuing his streak last week of touchdowns, puts it in the end zone, bring the Pekins to zero a little bit less than 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter. So Panthers strike first, and we have not yet seen the Pleasantville offense. So Pleasantville will, I'm sure, come out swinging in response to that score. Brain is going to get the kick here. Ball's up to hold, and it looks good from here. And it is. Actually, it hits the filming stand provided out there. So a nice, good high kick by Brain right through the middle of the upright. Hitting that good old construction crew that comes in and helps us film from the end zone. So great first quarter so far. Great start for the Panthers. Took a little while to get the tempo going, but they put one in the end zone. Now up 7-0, a little bit less than 8 minutes to go. So the Panthers will be set to kick off. So everybody's up for kickoff. Ready to go. I get to share this morning with a couple other broadcasters next to the legendary Scott Jackson, as he's broadcasting as well, and a couple other radio stations. So it's a big game tonight. It's good to get everybody out there and promote Iowa high school football. That's why we're here. We're here because we love our teams, we love our fans, and we love you all at home that are listening who love them as well. So thanks for tuning in, and you're catching an exciting one here up 7-0. With a little less than 8 minutes to go, in the first quarter. So not a lot of football been played, but so far Panthers in control. So the kickoff team out after that touchdown. And Club with a kick, nice high kick, down to about the 19-yard line, fielded well. And Whitrock slows him down, but it's really a couple of guys coming in there, Tyler Copeland, Tanner Adam and Colton Lamb, and all three of them webbing up after Whitrock slows them down to actually finish them off and get that tackle around the 30-yard line. So a good return for Pleasantville puts them in good field position, but it gives a lot of good field for the Panthers to defend on, too. So far, this is the first time we've seen the Pleasantville offense taking the field. They come out with trips right and a single receiver left, so showing pass and shotgun here. We'll see what they do. Club showing blitz, club blitzes. They do throw a screen. It's out, and it's about 2 yard gain. So a nice little pass there. Brought down Rickards over there, as well as Eric Adams. So a couple of guys over on that side. We saw Linville slowly attack that side a lot last week. That right side, kind of going away from Bond, and going away from that that Tanner Adams side, and getting over more into the Rickard Eric Adams part of the field. So Pleasantville comes up and shotgun again. Under center. So kind of showing a little bit like Beacon, a little bit of flex here in their offense. Gives it up the middle, and it is stopped by those big old linemen up there. Looks like J.D. Hollingsworth, tackle, as well as a couple of those key linemen. Milikic kind of hanging out in there. I think he's kind of human. It's got a lot for support, but not much needed. Bond and big old J.D. Hollingsworth had to take care of him there. So the Panthers still on defense here. It's third and about five on the 35-yard line. About 7 minutes left to go. Panthers blitz. Another screen to the left. This time he finds a little bit of running room. He picks up about two or three here. Not enough. He squirted and lunged forward enough to get over the first down marker. There is some laundry out on the field. There's a flag. The referees are conferring. So somebody's probably going to be coming back. It is holding against Pleasantville, so that'll help the Panthers out. On giving up would have been the first down that they actually gave up, but that being brought back from the spot of the foul, they're going to mark that up and bury the Trojans a little bit here if Coach Tom accepts, and he will, because otherwise it would be a first down. That's going to bring up a long third and 14 for the Trojans, about the 26-yard line. So pushing them back here on that hold. Panthers catch a little bit of a break here as they set up on defense, third and 14 to go. Trojans taking a little bit of time here to confer and bring up a play. Panther defense sits ready. That front three looks like Nicholson, Bond, and Hollingsworth are down in there. Pretty tough. We've got a rolling out for pass for the Trojans. They throw it right and overthrows his intended target in that vicinity. Eric Adam, Colby Alsup, and Christian Whitrock, so they were there. But overthrown by about 5 or 6 tries. That's going to bring out the Pleasantville punt team, fourth and about 14 on the 26-yard line. So Pleasantville will most likely punt here in this situation. Whitrock back to receive, ready for that ball if it gets back to him. So Panthers on defense so far, pretty flawless. They almost blocked the tip football. Excuse me. They do tip it. Whitrock kind of fumbles it a little bit or mishandles the catch, but he does bring it under control and loses a couple of yards trying to bobble it. You can tell he's visibly upset. Whitrock, pretty uncharacteristic for him to bobble that one, but he keeps control of it, and as a coach, that's what you want to see. He's still got the football, and they're on about the 34-yard line, so they're on good position, about where they started their last drive from, and they ended up scoring from. So still good things left to come in this quarter yet. So the Panthers coming out here on offense. They have twins left, two receivers left, a single receiver right, also in shotgun, so we'll see if they pass here. They don't. They give it to Club, who finds a little bit of trouble running. A lot of Trojan defenders back there. Club is still running hard and able to kind of get back to that line of scrimmage, but that's going to bring up second down and 10 yards to go here, about the 34-yard line. So somebody there, quite a few Trojans slip through the line, and nowhere for Club to go. He does just get his head down and gets those yards back. He would have probably gotten a 5-yard loss had he quit running, but those big old legs able to carry him through, get him back to the line of scrimmage at least. So Panthers come up second down and 11. They come up with twins to their right. They do have a false start. It looked like J.D. Hollingsworth a little excited to get rolling here. He stood up way before any of the other Panthers and started to pull and go across, and he knows it too. He's a little bit upset there. So the Panthers false start here. Like I said, I believe on Hollingsworth, who is just excited to get out, make that pull, get that trap, and open that hole up. That's what you teach your guys to do. So I'm sure Coach Donovan disappointed. But second and 16, a lot of plays here to go to get yardage, and the Panthers have been able to explode in a few plays here, so it's not going to hurt them tremendously. Also in shotgun, Club in motion, also rolling out the pass. He does. He gets the receiver. It looked like he was going to miss it, but he finds Whitrock coming across his body. Also a great athletic play. Looks like he's across the first down marker. Just a tremendously athletic play. It's tough for, if you've ever coached or ever been around football a lot, it's tough for a quarterback to go across their body. So also looks right and actually then turns left and throws it across his body to Whitrock, who was coming down on kind of a drag there. So Panthers, great first down here, first and 10 on the 46. They go right back into that no huddle. Also brings in motion, Club in motion, gives it to Copeland. Copeland gets a hard, nice 5 or 6 yards. Tanner Adam, 31 and 21. I got to talk to Coach Donovan about that because you see that those ones flash by as fast as Tanner and Chase run. Sometimes it's hard to get the two straight. So that was actually Tanner Adam running really hard after that first down, getting about 6 yards there, bringing up second and 4 on about the 49-yard line. So the Panthers will come out and shotgun. Also talking here to Club. Fakes it to Adam. Gives it to Club. Club's got some running room. Gets about 10 yards. And a nice little first down. So Panthers, another Panther first down. Just taking out chunks here. 8-9 yards at a time. Nothing flashy really so far. A couple completed passes here. But really just power football. Relying on the strong legs of those young backs. Carrying them up the field. So, Club, a great run. And, like I said, continuing kind of the thing that he started last week, Linville Sully. Ball comes into option, also keeps it himself, and is taken down. He fakes the inside give and takes around the corner, and not much there. They read that one pretty well. A great job by the defensive end and that outside linebacker, bringing up about a 1-yard loss for the Panthers, if to no gain somewhere in there, bringing up second and about 10 on the 37-yard line. So a lot of good field position here, but a great sniff out there by the Trojan defense. Panthers come up in shotgun. There is an official timeout here, maybe a media timeout. I don't know if ESPN's here. They haven't given a reason. It must be an equipment or some type of check because they've started to go right away. It must have been a strap undone, a safety deal. Panthers pass it here. Also gets a pass out to his receiver, and I can't see exactly who it is right now. Great little pass, just a 15-yard fly there as he picks up some great yardage. Looks like it was Whitrock again on that catch. So Whitrock coming out, just streaking out, and just also able to connect about 15, 16-yard gain, bringing up first and 10 on the 17-yard line. So great, quick hurry-up play after that official's kind of stoppage of the game. They just went right back, snapped it, turned right, and threw it out there to Whitrock. So great, great completion so far. So it's running a first and 10 for Alsop. He goes in the shotgun, gives it to Club. Club trying to find some room. Another tough, tight off our defense by the Trojans. They've been packing them in there pretty tight on that inside, between the inside tackles. So a little bit of tough running room there for Club, but he's still able to pick up 2 or 3 yards. So Panthers still, like I said, just chipping away and chipping away. Eating up most of the first quarter here. The Panthers have had the ball the majority of this first quarter. Trojans have had one series out and three and out, punting it away, and then other than that, it's been Panther ball. So Panthers come out 2nd and 9 with about 2 minutes left to go. Ball on the 17-yard line. Also, shotgun gives it to Copeland. Copeland goes left. He's got some room. He's broken away. Copeland finally breaking away. We've been seeing him run so hard in every carry, but he just hasn't been able to get past that one tackle at the end, and here he does. He slips by a tackler, gets all jersey, and Copeland runs it into the end zone for a 17-yard gain, just powering it in there. That's going to bring up 13-0 at this point with about 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. So Panthers starting to get a little bit of that mojo, getting things going. Brain set to kick, also to hold. And it looks good. Another great high kick here by Brain. The officials say, yes, it's good, and that's going to bring the 14-0 for the Panthers. So Coach Hutz is excited. Assistant coach there getting out there, high-fiving all the offensive linemen. Those guys work so hard up front. Panthers blessed with a great offensive line. A lot of good talent up there. So the Panthers will bring out the kickoff team again. So Panthers 14-0 here in the first quarter. It's been just a great one. A lot of touches to a lot of people. Copeland bringing that one in. Club bringing in the one prior to that. Several catches by Whitrock made out there. Also running the ball a little bit here. So a lot of different looks from the Panthers in an up-tempo game. Going no huddle sometimes, taking their time another time. So really been tough for the defense to kind of get gathered and really slow them down. So everybody's up here at Beacon for the kickoff. Crowd is really thick here tonight, so a lot of people here excited to watch the Panthers. You know, even though you couldn't make it, you're right here along here with us. So, like I said, welcome aboard, and it's just so much fun getting able to see these games and bringing them to you wherever you're at around the world. So the Panthers set to kick off. It looks like Club will be doing the kickoff duties again. He kicked off quite a bit last week for the Panthers. And he does a great leg, you know, the strong legs, getting the ball down to about the 20. It sits a little bit there. Just a couple missed tackles here by the Panthers, but finally brought down here in the field by Tyler Copeland again in on that tackle. And the freshman getting in there a little bit, making things dirty on special teams, coming in just solid hit by the freshman, keeping him at the 34-yard line after a couple misses from some Panthers. PD getting it down to the 20-yard line. So Trojans will take over on first down. So that brings up first and 10 for Pleasantville. They're on about the 33-yard line. They've got some ground to make up here. Panthers bringing their defense, that kind of 3-5 defense. Panthers blitz. They gave it off left tackle, and it's no gain. So a great stop there by the Panthers. Look like Tanner Adam in on that, as well as, I believe, big old Jared Bond. And on that as well. So Jared coming across that side and making that tackle. And kind of they ran away from him there, but he still came across field. I was going to say I didn't hear any cowbell on that, but they must have been slow tonight. I don't know. Usually the Bond family, the Rubio group, gives out a big yell every time Bond makes a big play. And they get to yell a lot. He's a big guy. He's a good stopper for the Panthers. Trojans go out the field again, go up the middle again. They stopped again. Looks like this time Jaden Nicholson in on that stop. Kind of a nice solo tackle there by Jaden. It's good to have Jaden out this year. He didn't come out the last couple of years, and he said, you know, I'm a senior. It's time to get out there and help out these Panthers, and I'll tell you, he's really become an integral part of this defense. And I talked to some of these guys that play against him in practice, and they said, man, Coach, he's tough. I mean, he really has brought it. So kudos to Jaden Nicholson for getting out there, helping the Panthers out, and really adding another dimension to these Panthers. Panthers show blitz. It's going to be a pass. Overthrown again by about 5 yards. Once again, Whitrock, and then Eric Adam came out to help as well on the coverage, and that's going to bring up another fourth down for the Trojans, and I believe the punt team again. So Panthers, another great series so far, flawless on defense, haven't allowed a first down, and haven't really allowed much positive yardage on their side of the defensive football. So great defense, and of course the offense has got to be happy. Two series, two touchdowns. So far a good night for the Panthers. A lot of Panthers bringing some pressure out there. Whitrock comes up to field it. I believe he may have touched it, though. I'm not sure where it is. When Panthers recover, it was hard to tell, but it looked like Whitrock, he came up hard to make the play. He came up to catch the football. It was a low kind of just shot across. He came up to catch the football. It went through his hand. It looked like he touched it. When you do that, it becomes a live ball. Pleasantville tried to jump on it. It squirted out of their hands, and Whitrock finally able to jump over that guy coming back from where he was and finally getting the football. So Whitrock, two kind of bobbles on these returns, but he's a solid returner, so he's gonna get back to these, and I've got to think Coach Donovan's got a lot of faith in him. The guy can just run. We've seen him make several catches so far. He's just a tremendous athlete and a tremendous kid, so I'm sure they're going to go back to Whitrock at return, but great heads-up play by Christian to get on the football. Panthers come out in shotgun and also dragged it back here, so a rare kind of loss for the Panthers here. Also kept it on this option, and he actually got dragged back about 4 yards here. So that's going to bring up second and about 14 for the Panthers, ball on the 20-yard line. Panthers looking to rally and get those 3 yards, 3 or 4 yards back. I have no doubt that they will. They've been playing pretty well so far, so a lot to look forward to. About 22 seconds left in the first quarter, so not much time left, but so far Panthers in control. Also comes out in shotgun, give up the middle, and Club gets those yards back, and then some, getting about 8 yards, just like a bullet or maybe a missile coming up through the center there. Or no, sorry, that was Tanner Adam. Tanner Adam coming up through there like a missile and picking up 7 or 8 yards. So these guys, 31, 32, 21, they make it tough on these rookie announcers, but the one easy thing is to say Panthers have been playing pretty darn good football. So I'm right on that account because it's 14-0. Into the first quarter, Panthers, when they come back, will be 3rd and 6 from this quarter change with the ball on the 29-yard line. So about 70 yards to go to score, but they've been able to chip away so far. So a lot of confidence left here. Hey, once again, thanks for joining us. We've talked a little bit about our sponsors, but I want to talk about some of our other athletics that are going on. Volleyball, they've been having a great, great season. I talked to Coach Bartels before I came out here, and she said her husband, Tim, he listens to you all the time. So, Tim, if you're listening, thanks, buddy. He's a guidance counselor there at Pekin. He does a great job for us. He actually came into my classroom today and talked to some of the students about some of the dangers of Internet relationships. And both he and I facilitated that conversation. Those of you that are on the computer now listening to me, you know that the Internet is a vast place. So we're trying to do our part here at Pekin to keep kids safe when they're online. And so thanks again, Tim, for doing that. I really appreciate it. What a great, great honor to be able to talk to these kids and hopefully keep everybody safe. That's our main goal as teachers and educators, as well as creating lifelong learners and just great citizens. And so far, these guys out here, great sportsmanship from both teams. Both schools have a lot to be proud of as we start this second quarter at 14-0. So we're winding them back up to 12 minutes. Also comes out under shotgun. He rolls right. He's looking to pass. He can't seem to find his receiver, and he's going to run out of bounds for about maybe a yard here. So the great coverage here by the Trojans. He was trying to find Whitrock and Landman and Milliken, and all of them kind of tied up there. Also doing a great job just tucking it and going. Now, also himself, he's got great ability to run the football, and so he does. He decides to just tuck it, and that will bring up the Panthers' first punt of the night. So they start the second quarter off with a punt, but, hey, you know what? It's only uphill from here. It can only get better. So the Panthers, a lot to hang their hat on so far this game. Club back to punt. Gets a nice little boot across, and wow, it takes a great roll. In fact, it may stop just short of the end zone, and it does. Copeland with those wheels gets down there and stops it about the 8-yard line. So a great, great punt by Petey Club, and I'll tell you, when it rains, it pours. The Panthers, even on a punt, coming out looking all right here by Club, giving a boot here about 70 yards. So fantastic leg there to get him and put the Panthers in great defensive position. Down to about the 9-yard line. So when they come back out here on defense, they're going to be looking at first and 10 for Pleasantville, with the defense has got them backed up to their end zone on the 9-yard line. So we'll see if we can look to push back a safety or what the Trojans will call here. I'm guessing they're going to start getting some, trying to get some room running out of the middle. Fumble snap, the quarterback has to dive on it. Just mishandled the snap there, and that's going to bring him back another 2 yards. So about 3 yards. So that's going to bring up 2nd and 13, and now the ball is on the 6-yard line. So the Trojans actually huddling up in their own end zone, breaking out to come out to the 6-yard line. That'll put Panthers in tremendous field position, bring up 2nd and 13. Panthers here on defense. They've mixed in a couple personnel, it looks like. They've got Conger down there at that nose guard position. And they've still got Bond and Hollingsworth out there. But Conger has now come in for Nicholson and taken over kind of that nose guard duty. All club with a tackle there on 2nd down, no gain. Maybe even a little bit of a loss. They try to go up the middle, trying to get some room. So now they're on about the 4-yard line. 3rd and 16, so Panthers really putting the screws to them here. They've backed them up 6 yards since they've started, and it's 3rd down. So the Trojans will have to come out of the end zone. Oh, they bobble the snap. The snap is high. The quarterback gets on it, and that's either going to be a touchdown or a safety. It's a touchdown. The Panthers get on it, and backing them up paid dividends as the Panthers able to recover. Tough to tell who got on it there because everybody is celebrating. Panthers, they had a kind of a high snap from that shotgun position. Quarterback tried to jump on it. It squirted out, and Panther gets a gift there and jumps on it. That's going to make it 20-0 for the Panthers here. And there's about 10 minutes left to go in the second quarter. So Colby Alsup to hold. Brian Brain has been perfect so far. I don't want to jinx him, but he's been perfect so far kicking. This will be his 3rd attempt at extra points. Hold is good. Kick appears good, and it is. Brian Brain right on tonight. He missed a couple last week, but the comeback and has been perfect thus far for the Panthers. Bringing up 21-0 here, just the second quarter, with about 10.5 minutes to go. So Panthers, a great, great time to celebrate jumping on the ball in the end zone there. So that's going to bring up everybody for the kickoff. We talked a little bit about volleyball. They've been having a great season. They played a tough one last night. I believe they went down to Wapello. But I'll tell you, they're a great squad there, volleyball, 40 girls. Cross country, had the week off. I'll tell you, when Davis Idol takes the week off and Sarah Wright takes the week off, they don't really take the week off. They just run, and they run probably even more. So I'm sure the kids will be excited to get back to the meet, but I guarantee you those kids will be ready. Outstanding group of both boys and girls this year. Girls super low, poised for another return to state as they have been so many years here in a row. Looking at 6 or 7 years in a row returning to state in boys cross country. Couple of really great runners at the top and rounded out quite nicely in that team too. So a lot to be excited about for the fall here with Panther Athletics, with the football team here now up 21-0. Cross country poised to go back to state and volleyball team looking strong with a lot of great returners. Also, has a kickoff. Kicks it. It does look like it rolls out of bounds somewhere around the 25-yard line. I might have said also to kick. It was club to kick. Club kicks it out of bounds about the 25-yard line, and that's where they'll spot the ball, and that's where I believe the Trojans will take over. No, I'm sorry. It is a penalty flag for going out of bounds, so they are going to move them up here, and that's going to give them a little bit of a good field position. It is a penalty if the kick goes out of bounds, and the rule on that is the ball goes to the 35-yard line. So club's kick puts them up to the 35, which isn't bad. I mean, that's all right. We'll take it. Panthers have played pretty superb defense so far, and I shouldn't say pretty superb. I mean, excellently superb defense, not giving up really any first downs, forcing that touchdown. And now the Trojans come out with 4 receivers. They are going to throw a bubble screen, and it looks like a streaky pass. And he's got a guy downfield. The Panthers did this to Sirney. Milliken, the only guy back there, not able to drag him down. And Pleasantville's going to score. So they brought 4 receivers to the left side. And they threw a screen, a little bubble screen. And then that screen man just cocked back and threw it 65 yards. probably threw about 50 yards, but able to outrun Milliken and also back there in the secondary, and they go 65 yards in the end zone, making it 21-6 for the Panthers. So Panthers catch it. The defense, who has been so perfect, caught on kind of one of their own plays. They did this against Signy, a little halfback pass. Pekin did. Now they're caught with Pleasantville with it. Defense jumps now, a little eager to try and stop the snap, upset about missing that. There is going to be encroachment by the defense. That's going to bring the Panthers back a little bit more. It's just on a play after, so we'll see if their coach decides to use that little bit of extra room to go for two, or if they come back out and they just kick it again. They are just going to kick it again. And Panthers 21-6 here. Pleasantville scoring off a little bit of a trickery here. So the defense has a little blemish on their perfect record now, but, you know, you get caught once. That's all right. They'll readjust, and there's a lot of football left here with 10 minutes left to go in the second quarter. The kick is good, so that's going to be 21-7. Panthers up on top. So Panthers still up on top, and we'll see the return team for the second time this game. We saw them on the opening. The Panthers returned it at the very beginning, and now the Panthers set to return here in the second quarter. So kind of a stunned crowd here, as nobody probably saw that one coming, that was the intent. But they'll rally, and the Panthers ready to poise to return this one and put some more points back on the board. So this one, you thought Pleasantville was kind of came out here a little rusty. They shook it off and went 65 yards down. Their very first play on offense here in the second quarter. Panthers set to return it again. Copeland, Whitrock, back deep. Once again, both those guys dangerous to return. Copeland with a touchdown. Whitrock already with a couple catches. So we'll see. Last time they kicked the ball, it actually went and kind of squib kicked to Tanner Adam. It looks like he gets a good leg under it. It's going to go to Whitrock. Whitrock, like I said, a quick, fast returner. Caught up here about the 23-yard line. So he got the ball about the 13 and got the 23, so about 10 yards. But great special teams play by the Trojans getting down there and pinning the Panthers back down to about the 23-yard line. So Panthers, first and 10 here, come back out with this powerful offense. They've only been stopped once. They've had to punt once. And other than that, it's been all scores for the Panthers when they've touched the ball. So Panthers coming up in shotgun. They've got twins to their left and a single receiver to their right. Looks like back behind there is Club. Club going to get it up the middle. He goes kind of tight to the left side, and gets about 3 or 4 yards, so a nice little run there for Petey. Bringing up second and about six, so Panthers right now, ball on the 28-yard line, starting to move the football here. Panthers going a little bit slower in the huddle here, actually taking some time. Like I said, they mix up the tempo. Once in a while, they'll go no huddle. Now they're talking a little bit more. Also, in the shotgun, single receiver on each side. They bring Copeland in motion, and the ball's on the ground, and it does look like it takes a Trojan bounce. So Panthers lost the football here, and we're going to see the Trojan offense again. So we'll see kind of what's happening here. It looked like Copeland coming around on that jet. I don't know if Alsip was supposed to pull the ball or if he was supposed to give it to him, but either way, the ball ended up on the ground, and Panthers not able to recover as it kind of went in the feet of those big old linemen, and one of the defensive guys jumped right on it and made it Trojan football. So that'll bring up first and 10 for the Trojans on the 27-yard line, about 9 minutes and 30 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. So Pekin, we'll see how they respond to losing the football. My guess is they're going to want it back, and they're going to get it back. Trojans try this halfback pass again, and this time it doesn't go. So they went right back out to another trickery play here, another double pass. And so they kind of, this time it was more like a pitch to the man coming up underneath, and then they passed it out. So this time overthrown, but they got a pretty good step on that. I think if you had dialed it in a little bit better, it would have been complete. So we'll see if the Panthers back their secondary off. I'm sure the Trojans trying everything they can to scratch away at that 21-7 lead by the Panthers. So we got second down and 10, ball on the 27-yard line. Both teams full timeouts, so a lot of football to drag out here. They go over right tackle, They get about 2 or 3 yards on the carry, so a nice solid carry, but that's going to bring up a third down for the Trojans and about 7 to go. So Panthers holding tight here so far on defense and trying to force a turnover or force them down on 4 downs because they're across the 50. They're on about the 26-yard line, so they're close to that red zone. The Trojans starting to kind of pick up some momentum after that fumble put them in really great field position. So Panthers are going to have to hold tight here on third and probably play a fourth. Trojans send a man in motion. They come from the shotgun. They pass, and the pass is overthrown, trying to hit this. They have a big, tall receiver out there that caught the ball before for that big touchdown. Just overthrows him again. So far, the Trojan quarterback not quite dialed in on accuracy here, but because they've got some weapons out there to throw to. So Panther secondary is going to need to tighten their belt a little bit, but so far doing a great job, bringing up 4th and 8 for the Panthers, or for the Trojans. Panthers in good position defensively. Trojans talking it over a little bit. This is a big 4th down for them. They do take a timeout. I kind of wondered. I thought surely their coach will take a timeout here. This is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen, because 21-7, if you score here, it's a one possession or one touchdown lead. That's pretty good chip away here. And if you don't, if you turn over the ball and give the Panthers in the ball here on the 26-yard line, we know they've got some explosions. So Trojans said, hey, you know what, we need to talk about this, come up with kind of a set plan here. So I'm sure the Panthers don't mind taking a little bit of rest time either. And the defense has had to be out here a little bit longer than they're used to over the last couple series because they did turn the ball over on offense. So Panther defense set now on this 4th and 8, on the 26-yard line for the Trojans. Trojans trying to come up with something. I believe they bring out their field goal kicker. So, you know, he on this extra point, he had a pretty good leg. So they're showing field goal here. This will be a pretty nice, you know, about a 35-yard attempt for the kicker here. And it'll be interesting to see what they do here. They tried to draw him offside. That's not successful. He kicks it, and it looks good, and it is. Wow, a field goal here by the Trojans. Another score. So I guess I can see why they took the timeout. They must have had to pump up the kicker because he booted it, and it was a nice line drive, but it went another 10 yards past the goalpost. So a nice leg on this kicker and hitting here about a 35, 36-yard field goal. So a great kick here by the Trojans, and that's going to bring up 21-10 for the Panthers. So this game that was once 21-0, within the last probably 4 or 5 clock minutes, now of course it takes longer here to get everything going, but as far as the clock concerned, the last 4 minutes, they've been able to put 2 different scores on the board. They put a 7-point touchdown and then a 3-point field goal. So Panthers are going to have to try and really rally here. They're not in any trouble, still up 11 points, 21-10, but at the same time, they're going to have to start to really get aggressive and get this lead expanded again. So, pick and return, Whitrock, Copeland, 2 familiar returners for the Panthers. They've been doing the duties all year. They've been doing a great job. Set to return. The kick is up. It goes, it looks like, to Whitrock's side. It's going to bounce pretty close to the end zone. Whitrock picks it up on the 2-yard line, and he's got some room to run. There's a flag out. Almost looked like somebody grabbed his face mask, but it could be on the Panthers. We'll see. But Whitrock goes from the 2-yard line down to about the 16-yard line. So this laundry, the official threw it. It is a face mask. It looked like he got his face mask pulled a little bit there on one of the tackles. A guy came up a little bit high. We'll see if they call it incidental contact or they tack on the full penalty here. Oh, they're going to tack on they're still talking about it. They're trying to decide. I think he's still on 5, one of the referees. So I believe it's going to be incidental contact, and that's the right call. You know, he didn't necessarily give a great yank, but you could definitely see that face mask come on. I know last night we were playing the junior high game, and Christian Whitrock's brother, Isaiah, who also does some returns.